to the slaughter of Midian at the rock of Oreb. This is the third place in the Bible that this is mentioned, and there is no other places. The haughty Assyrian that represents the papacy being the place of unclean birds, is symbolized by Oreb, the raven, the unclean bird, and the papacy comes to its end at the rock of Oreb, just where Oreb came to his end. Oreb and Zeb represent the ten kings and the papacy of Revelation 17 as they come to its end here at the end of the world in the midst of the battle that is illustrated by Gideon and his army. And the Lord of hosts shall stir up a scourge for him according to the slaughter of Midian at the rock of Oreb. And as his rod was upon the sea, so shall he lift it up after the manner of Egypt. And it shall come to pass in that day that his burden shall be taken away from off thy shoulder, and his yoke from off thy neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. He is cometh to Aeth, he is passed to Migron, at Michmash he has laid up his carriages, they are gone over the passage, they have taken up their lodging at Geba, Ramah is afraid, Gibeah of Saul is fled. Lift up thy voice, O daughter of Galim, cause it to be heard in Laish, O poor Anathoth. Medema is removed, the inhabitants of Gibeah gather themselves to flee. Brothers and sisters, this is describing when the papacy conquers the world. This is where in Daniel 11, verse 42 and 43, all the nations of Egypt come into the hand of the papacy. This is where when Sister White says the United States passes the Sunday law and then every country on the globe follows her example. This is describing the conquering of the world by the papacy at the end. And then we come to the next verse and it says, and yet shall he remain at Nob that day? He shall shake his hand against the mount of the daughter of Zion, the hill of Jerusalem. He's going to come to Nob. Nob, they believe, is Mount Scopus. It's the northernmost summit of the Mount of Olives, just north of Jerusalem. It's not in Jerusalem, brothers and sisters. It's to the north of Jerusalem. It's as Daniel 11:45 would say, between the seas and the glorious holy mountain. To the north. He's the enemy to the north that is attacking Jerusalem, but he comes to his end at Nob, and none shall help him. Continuing on. Behold, the Lord of hosts, shall lop the bow with terror, and the high ones of stature shall be hewn down, and the haughty shall be humbled. And he shall cut down the thickets of the forest with iron, and Lebanon shall fall by a mighty one. And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom.